is the old Rav Pinchas Friedman, the Shvili Pinchas. This is his old volume. On Lag BaOmer, they put out a newer volume with many more mamarim a couple years ago. But this was the original volume that came out in Tavshin Samach Dalet. And it has 26 Lag BaOmer Torahs. Many of them are in the new volume, but some of them are not. Okay, so let's learn Maimer Tesvav. The sefer is called Kedai Hu Rabbi Shimon. Pinchas Friedman, the Shvili Pinchas. And he begins as follows. Ha'osik b'chele kanister shabetorah hu b'chinas ben. To get our first taste of the Torah of Rishon Bar Yochai, is that what the title of the piece is, that when a person studies the hidden areas of Torah, so he's tapping into the aspect of his relationship with Hashem, of being a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know we have many relationships with Hashem. We're Hashem's children. We're Hashem's avadim, spouse, and friend. But the two main ones, I guess, that we think of in terms of two pathways is Im Kabanim, Im Kavadim. Im Kavadim, Im Kabanim, like we say in the Yom Naram. Are we like avadim or are we like banim? So when we learn Torah Sanistar, we have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu on the level of banim. Let's try to understand why that is true for the Torah of Rishon Bar Yochai. V'nira levar o divir Rabbeinu HaRizal. Now, the whole sefer is a hemshech of, you know, the ideas he mentioned earlier. But each piece also stands alone. So he says, I want to further explain what he explained in some of the earlier pieces, an idea that we have from the Arisa. And that is, on the pasuk, Alisa lemarom shavisa shevi. Alisa lemarom shavisa shevi. You ascended to the heights, and you captured a captive. You took a hostage. Who's the hostage that was taken? Where is this pasuk? What's the context of the pasuk? I'm just trying to see in the sefer the first time he has the piece. Maimer Yud Aleph, I think he first introduces this idea. Okay, the pasuk's from Tehillim. It's Tehillim Samaches. But the pasuk says, "Alisa Lamar, you ascended the heights, Shavisa Shevi, and you took a shvuya, you took a captive." Okay, what does that have to do with anything? So the Arizal tells us that Shevi is Osios Shimon Bar Yochai. Shevi is Osios Shimon Bar Yochai. So let's try to understand, what does that mean? Rishon Bar Yochai was capturing the... Part of what we know this is about is that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu got into a big fight with the Malachim. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted very badly to bring the Torah back down. The Malachim very much felt that giving the Torah to human beings was a waste of time. So Moshe had to fight for the Torah. And it's a big shiloh. What does that mean, Moshe had to fight for the Torah? Which aspect of Torah was Moshe fighting for? What did the Malachim think they were trying to hold on to? Did the angels think, as Moshe says to them very simply, do you have parents? Did you go to Mitzrayim to have the mitzvos of going to Mitzrayim, coming out of Mitzrayim? Right? Do you eat, that there should be a prohibition of basar v'chalav upon you? Right, so you're not, what do you mean? The Torah is for, the language of the Torah, the mitzvah of the Torah is clearly for humans. So what were the Malachim trying to hold on to? But he says here that again, Alisa Lamarm Shavisa Shavi, Moshe, perhaps is the context, Moshe went up and he kidnapped a captive. Shavi is Shimon Bar Yochai, or Shimon Ben Yochai. Lefibir hasmichas chachamim, shenezaber Moshe em nishmas rashbi, kedei lanatzeach es hamalachim shebikshu lekavlas haTorah. That when Moshe was fighting the Malachim, he was infused with the spirit of Rashbi. Moshe and Rishon Bar Yochai, their souls united. And it was in that way that Moshe was able to defeat the angels and bring the Torah to this world.
Like Moshe was before, so how did Rashbi get infused?
Right, so then the Shamas of the Tzaddikim always were. Shamas of everyone always was. The Gemara says that, as the Medrash says, that when Hashem created the world, he already was Nimlach b'nishmosein shel tzaddikim. He took the advice of the neshamas of the tzaddikim. Hashem was having conversations with tzaddikim before they came to this world. Right? So it's a good question. Rishon Bar Yochai's neshama, b'shorsho, already existed in the heights of heavens. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to have an ibur, what's called ibur neshama. His neshama was infused with the spirit of Rishon Bar Yochai, and he was able to be makabel the Torah.
If
In the previous piece, he spoke about a very interesting approach to what the angels were trying to argue. There's a halacha, a sugya called the Dina de Bar Mitzvah. What's the Dina de Bar Mitzvah? It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, a halacha in Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Kuf Ayin Hay. The halacha is that if I have a field, and I'm selling the field, so I have to first offer it to the person who neighbors my field, who borders my field. Bar Mitzvah means the one who shares the border. So before I try to sell this property to a random person, it would probably be advantageous for the fellow who lives right there, if he's looking to expand his property, his territory, it would probably make a lot of sense to offer him first. Again, assuming he's willing to pay whatever the rate, you know, if he wants to pay half the price, okay, obviously you don't have to incur such a financial loss. But al tzderach eretz, if you're selling something, you should offer it to the one who's most shaykh to it. The source for that, by the way, is a pasuk in Devarim, Vasisa Yashar Vatov Bnei Hashem, which the Ramban understands. It's just a general pasuk in Chumash saying, Hashem's way of saying to us, I can't tell you everything you're supposed to do, so be a mensch. And think about how to act like a mensch. Vasisa Hayashar Vatov Bnei Hashem. Be a good person. So this is the halacha. The halacha is a person's mocher sadeu, a person selling a field, he has to first offer it to the person who's samoch l'sadeu. So he explains here in one of the earlier pieces that when the angels wanted to hold on to the Torah, they said, yeah, of course, Hashem, you're giving away the Torah, you're selling the Torah. Ki lekach tov nasati lachem, torasi al tazov, you're doing a little mekach memka, you're transferring the Torah. So we're the angels, we're from Shemayim, the Torah's from Shemayim. So it's a more natural shidduch. Midina de bar mitzvah, the angels say, we should be offered first rights to get the Torah. Okay, so that's what he's referencing here. So let's read inside again. So again, in response to the claim of the angels that we should be the ones to receive the Torah, Medina de bar mitzvah, lefi ma shekasu aposkim, shamocher sadeu libno, ein lebar mitzvah shum taina. However, there is an exception to the dina de bar mitzvah. There's an exception to this rule that if the person who you want to transfer the field to is your child, then you don't have to give it to the bar mitzvah. You don't have to offer it to the bar mitzvah, to the one who shares the fence, so to speak. That's the exception the post can bring. Kimitzad vasisa yashar v'atov, because if the source of this halacha is that you should do that which is kind and that which is right, so then obviously adrabo zeh yashar v'atov sheyishar asad benachlas b'no. All the more so, it's yashar and tov to transfer what? To transfer the field to your own child. Okay, he says ayin b'shach, look at the shach in Choshen Mishpat, who says maybe tzarachiyan on this din, but the Berhetiv proves that this is in fact the halacha, and therefore me'ata kevan shi Yisrael nekra and baram lamakom. So if we believe, as we do, that we are the children of Hashem, as the Chumash says in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yudalit Pasuk Aleph, banam atem l'Hashem l'keichem, so when the angels say, but we're the neighbors of the Torah, and if you're selling the Torah, you have to give it to the person who's closest by. So the halacha says there's an exception to that rule. If you're giving something to your child, even if it's not advantageous for the neighbor, the child comes before the neighbor. That's even more yashar and tov. So therefore, Hashem says, I'm giving the Torah to my children. Shuv ein l'malachim tayin ad bar mitzvah. The angels can't claim the din of bar mitzvah. Okay? Good? So that's somewhat of a synopsis of what he mentioned earlier in some of the earlier pieces. But now he's going to go further with this idea. Again, that it's dafka Moshe infused with the spirit of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai to respond to the claim of the angel midina de bar mitzvah. And the response is, no, banam atem l'Hashem l'okeichem, as the children of Hashem, we're entitled to the Torah even more so than the angels. Second paragraph. Yumtok levar b'zem asham atzinu b'gemara. So now with this we can go further and understand the conversation in Shabbos Pei Zayin Amid Beis. Ki mitzvahs Shabbos b'mara nitztavu kodem matan Torah. We know that there were some mitzvahs that we had even before we got the Torah. One of them was called Shabbos, the mitzvah of Shabbos. So you have to wonder if it's Aruch B'yar Manish Tana Mitzvah Shabbos Shehikdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'sita L'Yisrael Lefnei Kol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. What is it about the nature of the Mitzvah of Shabbos? Why did Hashem says I have to give Klal Yisrael a couple of Mitzvahs before I give them everything? So how did Hashem pick which Mitzvahs we need to get the advanced copy of? Why was Shabbos one of the Mitzvahs that we received prior to Kabbalah of the Torah? V'yoshalamar. So says Rav Pinchas Friedman, Shlita. Ki al teiret zeh she'ein l'malachim tainas bar mitzvah, v'yishum she'yisrael yesh lahem din banam l'makom, yesh makom l'bal din lit'on ki rak acharei she'kiblu yisrael asa Torah, yesh lahem din banam l'makom. If the angels had a good lawyer, the angels could say, hold on a second. You're claiming, the Jewish people, you're claiming that you deserve the Torah. Why do you deserve the Torah more than the angels? After all, we're neighbors to the Torah. What do the angels say in that Gemara and Shabbos? Anyone remember? Keep your splendor in the heavens. What they're saying is, you're giving a heavenly Torah to earthly people. Angels say, we are the heavens. We're made of the stuff of the heavens. So, Tnu Hoytcha al Shamayim. That's what the angels say in the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Peches. Leave the Torah in the Shemayim. What are you doing? So we say, no, Baruch Atam L'Hashem Elokeicha. So now the angel's lawyer stands up, says Rav Pinchas Friedman, and says, what do you mean, Baruch Atam L'Hashem Elokeicha? You didn't get the Torah yet. It's only after you got the Torah that you're Baruch Atam L'Hashem Elokeicha. You can't claim to be Hashem's children until he makes you his children. So based on the fact that you're going to be his children, now you're already entitled to receive the Torah. Yesh makom lebal din liton ki rak acher shekiblu yisrael asatora yesh lam din banim lemakom. Aval lifnei shekiblu asatora, but before we got the Torah, ein lahem din banim. Ve'im kein chazra tainas hamalachim lemakoma. So then the angels once again repeat their claim ki tarim shenit natorah liyisrael royal leseis lahem asatora midina debar mitzvah. So the angels say, if Klal Yisrael were really your children, I understand, but they're not your children yet. Lachain, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to find a way to make us his children before we got the Kabbalah Satar. Lachain hiktim HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'seis as a Shabbos liyisrael b'mar lifnei matan Torah, ki mishabbos mochiach sheyesh lahem din banim l'makom, mitzad shoresh nishmasam afilu lifnei matan Torah. And we need to understand why that is. Shabbos proves, the fact that we're given Shabbos serves as the proof that we are Hashem's children even before we fully receive the Torah. Now, why does Shabbos prove that you're a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Okay, so let's see what Rav Pinchas Friedman has to say here. And then maybe we'll add a few other things that he certainly knows but doesn't mention in this mind. Inyan Zeh, bottom paragraph. Inyan Zeh yesh lomo b'masha kosu achidah b'rosh David. The Chida writes in the Sefer Rosh David, Bnei Yisaschar, in his Mamar on Chodesh Sivan, Tam Amad Kaimalan Ben Noach Shashavas Chayev Misa. If we want to understand why Shabbos highlights the fact that we're Hashem's children, we have to first point out that Shabbos is something that is unique for the Jewish people. Right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches, a Ben Noach who keeps Shabbos is Chayev Misa, because Shabbos is a private relationship between us and Hashem. Ki Shabbos hu sharvito shel melech shebo shavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikol melachto asher asa. Shabbos is like the scepter of the king. It's like an object that belongs to the melech, and if a commoner picks up the object of a melech, takes the object of a king in his hand, God forbid, places the crown of the king upon his head, right? As the pasuk says, vayishbos b'yom ha'shvi mikol melachto asher asa. Shabbos is Hashem's expression of himself being the king of the world. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Beis tells us that anyone who, God forbid, uses the royal scepter is Chayav Misa. He's Morid B'Malchus. He's rebelled against the king. He's taken authority in the presence of the king in the kingdom. L'chein Yisrael sheyesh lahem din banu l'makum. But the Jewish people who are the children of Hashem, again, banu matem l'Hashem l'okeichem, Nidna lehem mitzvah Shabbos. Hashem gave us Shabbos. Shabbos being an expression of, you know, something that's unique to the royal family. Sharvito shel melech, the scepter of the king. Ki lehem mutter lishtamish b'sharvit aviyam hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if the prince picks up the scepter, takes it in his hand, right? The prince is not Morid B'Malchus. One day he's going to hold the scepter in his hand. He's part of the king's family. It's not seen as a rebellious act, right? I usually picture the prince when I, you know, in the Sfarim talk about this, I always picture the prince as a child. Because if the prince is already, you know, 20 years old, maybe his father gets nervous that, you know, he's trying to steal the kingdom. But if a little prince, a five-year-old, you know, prince, right, he comes into his father's throne room, and he puts the crown on his head, and he sits on his throne, and he takes a scepter in his hand. It's very cute. The king actually enjoys picturing the day that his son will one day, you know, run the kingdom after he's gone. So when Klal Yisrael take Shabbos in our hands, kivyachol, we're Osek in Shabbos, so the Melech says, of course, it's totally appropriate. You're my child. But Ben Noach Sheshavas, Ben Noach who takes the scepter of the king Shabbos in his hand, Chayev Misa. Aval Goyim Sheyesh, top of the left-hand side of the page, Aval Goyim Sheyesh Lam Din Avadim, V'Kodesh Baruch Hu B'chinas Melech Alehem. As it says, Melech Elokim Al Goyim. Right? Again, think about it. Most people of the world who are also part of Hashem's kingdom, the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, they also have to operate within the rules of the kingdom, but they're operating as what? As avadim, as commoners, as servants of the king, as subjects of the king. The Jewish people with the 613 mitzvos, the precision, the rule, the reason we have all of these extra rules is because we're part of the royal family. So therefore, Hashem is a melech over the goyim, but Hashem is a father to Klal Yisrael. So therefore, for them, lahem aser lishtamish b'sharvito shomelach, lefichach ben noach shashavas chayev misa, kedin moreid b'malchus. Now, obviously, we're also avadim. We're also avadim to Hashem. But we're avadim and we're banim. We're avadim and we're banim. So let me add a couple of things quickly. The Sfasemes writes, and it fits perfectly with this, I don't remember where it is, but the Sfasemes writes, maybe in more than one place, the Sfasemes says that during the 6 days of the week, the Sheish Yisimei HaMaisa, a Jew is like an Eved. Dafka on Shabbos, when we're at our best, so to speak, that's Dafka, the time that highlights that we are Baram L'makom. So that fits very beautifully. I mean, we also have a Sheiches to Eved. Again, we're always Avadim, we're always Banim, but the Sfasemes explains that during the week, we're more so Avadim to Hashem. And Shabbos, because of the nature of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, are able to be more like Banim to a Kaddish Baruch. So that's what he's highlighting here, that Shabbos exactly, the Indian of Shabbos is highlighting the Indian of Banim. That's why, I think I saw this first from the Bnei Yisachar's son, the Tzemach David, but I'm not 100% sure. But it's definitely brought in Svarim HaKadoshim, that the gematria of the word Ben is the same gematria as the word Shabbos. Because Nun Sofit is 700. So Ben is 702 and Shabbos is 702. On Shabbos we're children of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So that's why Kaddish Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Shabbos, even Kodeh Matan Torah, because the angels are going to say, "Whoa, what do you claim me? Banim Atam L'Hashem Elokeichem? We're not banim yet." Yes, we are. And the proof is that Hashem gave us Shabbos even before we came to have that fight, Moshe fighting for the Torah at Har Sinai. Now again, we still haven't explained why Moshe needed Rabbi Shimon to help him to defeat the angels. So that's what we're going to get to now. Okay, Nimsa Kimizeh, next paragraph. Nimsa Kimizeh Shehiktim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'Seis L'Yisrael, Mitzvah Shabbos Umara. So from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, prior to Kabbalah Satorah, gave us the Mitzvah Shabbos in Mara, that was the name of the place, Muchach Shafilu Terah Matan Torah Yesh Lam Din Banim L'Makom Shemuter Lahem L'Shtamish B'Sharvit Aviyam. We're allowed to use the royal scepter. V'Ein Lomar Shabbos Yesh Lam Din Avadim L'Makom El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machal HaKvodo. And if you'll say, no, maybe the Jews are like avadim and Hashem is just mochel. No, no. The melech can't be mochel on his kavod. A father can be mochel on his kavod. That's the chiddush. That's what the Bnei Yisachar explains how tshuva works for Jews and not for non-Jews. It's a Medrash Tanchuma that says that tshuva works for Klal Yisrael and doesn't work for the nations of the world. Obviously, on some level, it works for the Umas Olam as well. But the full expression of tshuva is unique to Klal Yisrael. It's Medrash Tanchuma, I think in Hazinu. So the question is, why is that so? So the Bnei Yisachar explains, in his writings on Chodesh Elul, that a melech can't be mochel on his kavod. A father can be mochel on his kavod. So the people of the world who only have the relationship with Hashem as a melech, Hashem can't fully forgive them for the things that they do. There can't really be a concept of tshuva. But since we are the banim of Hashem, and a ben, a father can be mochel on his kavod. Hashem's also a melech to us, but he's a father who's a king. We're like the prince. So therefore, there's room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us. That's why tshuva works in a unique way, explains the Bnei Yisachar for Klal Yisrael. It fits also very beautifully here, because Shabbos, the very word Shabbos, is a lashon of tshuva. It's a lashon of returning to one's place. A person shouldn't leave Makomo b'yom HaShabbos, as the Pasuk says. Al yetzish Makomo b'yom HaShabbos. It's the time of getting back to where I'm supposed to be. That fits with the Svasem. It's during the week. I'm like an Eved. I'm running around. On Shabbos, I can be a real Jew. I come back to the palace.
Also, Shabbos, you can't really go out of your...
I can't go out, exactly. Shabbos, I'm meant to, right, I'm meant to be home. I'm meant to be in the palace. So therefore, we have the status of banon l'makom before matan Torah, and that's our response to the angels. He just adds at the end of this paragraph, you can see where it's bolded. He says this, of course, fits beautifully with the fact that all opinions agree in the Gemara Shabbos Pezayin Amidbeis, b'Shabbos nitna Torah liYisrael. The Torah, of course, was given to the Jewish people on Shabbos. Why? Because the justification for giving us the Torah, when the angel said, it makes more sense to give the Torah to us. So Hashem says, no, I'm giving the Torah on Shabbos. Understand that it is Shabbos, it's the schus of Shabbos, or what Shabbos expresses, namely that Klal Yisrael are my children, which is the response to the angels, why they're more fitting to receive the Torah than you are. Even though you're the entitled Medina de Bar Mitzvah, you're the neighbors of the Torah is a heavenly book, and you're heavenly beings, the angels, but nonetheless, Klal Yisrael are my children, and again, when it comes to a child, it's even more appropriate to give your Yerusha to your child, to give that nachla, that piece of land to your child, than it is to give to the neighbor. Okay? So that fits very beautifully where Shabbos was given, where the Torah itself was given on Shabbos. Again, the machlok is, what day was the Torah given? Was it given on the 6th of Sivan, the 7th of Sivan? But everyone agrees, the Gemara says, everyone agrees, regardless of what day of the month it was, everyone agrees that the day of the week was Shabbos. Okay? Let's keep going. Next section. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chinas av shechayv lelamed b'no Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a father, and of course a father has an obligation to teach Torah to his child. V'nira laharchiv b'zeh od al pi mashu v'tzinu b'Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Maseches Rosh Hashanah is one of the primary sources for an idea that's discussed in many, many places, and that is that Hashem keeps the Torah. Hashem practices what He preaches. It's actually based on a pasuk we had this past Shabbos. B'noeg Shaba Olam, says the Yerushalmi, we'll read where it's bolded. Typically, in the way of the world, Melech Basar V'dam goes to Gezerah. The king is the one who makes the rules, makes the decrees. Ratza Makayma, Ratza Achera Makayma Wasa. If he wants, he does it. If he wants, he tells other people to do it. The king sets the rules, and he decides who's going to be bound by those rules. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being the great teacher that he is, knows that if a teacher doesn't practice what he preaches, the students aren't going to take him seriously. And if a parent doesn't practice what they preach to their children aren't going to take him seriously. In the Beis Aaron, the Potok HaRav, now Rav Aaron of Karlin, there's another sefer called Beis Aaron, the Potok HaRav. The Potok HaRav tells a story. He says that someone once came to the Kotzker Rebbe with his son, and said, Rebbe, Kotzker Rebbe, I want a bracha for my son that he should be a lamdan. So Kotzker said, you want a bracha? A bracha that your son should be a talmid chacham, he should be a lamdan? He says, let me explain to you how this works. Kotzker said, if you come to a Rebbe and say, I want a bracha that my son should be a talmid chacham, he's not going to become a talmid chacham. What's going to happen is, right, he's going to have an appreciation for Torah, because at least you took him to, you know, you showed him it's a value. But he's going to, when he gets older, he's going to walk in the ways of his father. So he'll take his son to a Rebbe to get a bracha, and he should be a Talmid Chacham. And then his son will also, when he gets older, he'll take his son to a Rebbe to be a Talmid Chacham. So everyone will have brachas from tzaddikim to become Talmid Chachamim, but no one will actually become a Talmid Chacham. He said, you want your son to become a Talmid Chacham? I'll give you a simple eitzah. If you start to learn, then your son will start to learn. If your son learns, then your grandson will learn. I mean, whatever you're going to be, whatever you're going to do, that's what your son's going to do. You can't say, I'm going to get a bracha, I'm going to try to beat the system, get a bracha, and my son will become a big Talmid Chacham. If you sit down and learn, your son will sit down and learn. If you look in the sitter, then your child will look in the sitter. Right? If you talk nicely to people, and you say please and thank you, so your child will be a mensch and say please and thank you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being the great parent and great teacher that he is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain okein, says the Yerushalmi. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't just make decrees, and sometimes he keeps it, sometimes he tells other people to do it. Kodesh Baruch Hu practices what he preaches. El gozer gezerah u'makayim matchila. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes decrees, and he's what? And he does it first. He shows you how to do it. My taima. I told you that my taima in the Yerushalmi means what's the source. A Tama usually introduces a scriptural source. My Tama, where is the source for this? Vishamru es mishmarti ani Hashem. Safeguard my things that need to be guarded. Which we sometimes darshan what? Asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. Make fences around the Torah. Asu siyag l'Torah, like we had in Pirkei Avos this past Shabbos. But rather, the way the Yerushalmi learns it, v'shamru es mishmarti, you should guard the thing that I'm guarding. Shamru es mishmarti. Anihu sheshamarti mitzvaseh ashal Torah tchila. I do the Torah before I tell you to do it. Maybe this is the Kavanah, I'm just realizing now. Maybe this is part of the Kavanah of Baruch Sha'amar. What do we say in Baruch Sha'amar? Hashem is what? Gozer u'mekayim. What does it mean Hashem is gozer u'mekayim? So usually I think the Pasha Pshat we think is that Hashem makes decrees and He keeps His word. But now we're learning, no, when Hashem is gozer upon you to do something, He's mekayim t'chila, He does the mitzvah first. Very much like the Lashon of the Yerushalmi here, right? That Kadosh Baruch Hu is gozer gezeira mekayim atchila. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is, we praise Hashem for that. You lead by example. You don't just tell us what to do. V'nei shaninu b'gemara. So the Gemara tells us, Tana Rabbanan ha'av chai b'beno l'molo l'fdoso l'amdu Torah l'asiu isha l'amdu umnis. A father has an obligation to circumcise his son and to redeem his son. I pity on Aben, ulalamdo Torah, and to teach him Torah, and to marry him off, and to teach him a profession. These are the responsibilities of a father. The Gemara explains, how do you know that a father's chayv to teach his son Torah? As we say in Shema, umatim osamas b'neichem, you should teach your child Torah. Right? Specifically, your banim. Maybe less so your banos, although there's also somewhat of an obligation there as well. Certainly the poskim felt so as time moves forward. So therefore, if Hashem keeps the Torah, then Hashem has to be mekayim this pasuk and this gemara of a chayv of a father to teach his son Torah. If came itzara din who tzarich l'lam it is bana b'nei Yisrael Torah. K'mo shetiknu chazal l'varik b'birchas haTorah, as we recite in the bracha of birchas haTorah, like we learned in our Pirkei Avos Shirim, that anything that's part of the bracha is an integral part of that experience, and we say hamalamid Torah l'am Yisrael. Hashem didn't just give us the Torah, but Hashem sits with us and learns with us. He teaches us. Dikta gulomer hamalamid b'lashon hova. Hashem is malamid constantly. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu achonei la'adam das malamid osanu tamim chadashim b'torah b'chol yom. Hashem is constantly by our side, learning Torah with us every day of our life. Kedei l'kayim ha'mitzvah sha'av chayiv l'lamid b'no Torah. Fulfilling the obligation that a father has to teach his son Torah. Me'ati shlomar. So Hashem gave us Shabbos in Mara prior to Kabbalah Satorah to prove that we are His children and we're allowed to use the scepter of the king, which is Shabbos. When we came and she saw him, banam l'makom, hari chiyuv aram yal kadosh baruch hu l'lamdim Torah. And now that you've established that we're your children, that itself further obligates you what? To teach us Torah. And that's also part of the response to the angels. V'shuv ein l'malachim tayin Hashem roitzim l'kavos Torah. We want to receive the Torah. Malachim, that's very nice. But a father's obligation is first and foremost to his son. Whether we look at it as the giving over of the Torah, as the transfer of property, right? The Dina de Bar Mitzvah, or we look at it as just the Chiyav of teaching Torah to others. Obviously, one's first obligation is to teach Torah to one's own child. Because the angels, you're telling, don't give the Torah to man. What do you mean don't give the Torah to man? Hashem says, I have a mitzvah. As a father, I have a mitzvah to educate my child. So that's Hashem's response to the angels. And again, it's further highlighted by the fact that the Torah itself was given on Shabbos itself. Okay, so look how all the pieces come together. And this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, defeated the angels and gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Again, we still don't understand what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's role in all of this is. So let's go weiter. Eisa katorah benigla b'chinas eved, uvenister b'chinas ben. The same way I told you from Sfas Emes, that the 6 days of the week we serve Hashem as Avadim, and on Shabbos we become Banim L'makom. So different types of Torah also have a different feel to it. There's Torah that a Jew studies as an Eved, and there's Torah that a Jew studies as a Ben. And the Chilek is Nigla versus Nister. He named Mavur Bezar Kadosh and Parshas Bahar. The Zohar explains in Parshas Bahar, Shaklal Yisrael Yeshlem Shtei Bechinos Lagavi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Matzinu Shenikram Avadim L'makom. Again, we know that Avadim is not unique to the Umos Olam. We're also called Avadim. As the Pasuk says, Ki Li B'nai Yisrael Avadim Avadai Heim Asher Otesi Osab Be'eretz Yisraim. So we do see that Klal Yisrael are called Avadim. We also find in Parshas Re'eh that we're called the Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. Umevur Bezorah Kadosh. Ki bezman shi Yisrael oiskim b'torah b'derach nigla v'odim es Hashem b'derach chlal b'kiyum kol ha-mitzvos heim b'china savadim. When we serve Hashem through the study of nigla, when we practice mitzvos and we meet our daily obligations, that is all a form of avdus to Hashem. Now don't think of it, God forbid, in a bad way. Yismach Moshe, b'mat neschelko ki eved nem on karasalav. Being called an eved Hashem is pashut. It's not a small thing. Avak b'sha'oskin begins a tharos shebetorah, but when a Jew studies the nister of Torah, and he's kaben shemachapis begins the aviv. Again, it's like the little prince who's poking around his father's what? In his father's treasure rooms. He's looking at the crown jewels. He's looking at the most prized possessions of the king. Again, an outsider has no business being in the jewel room, right? But the prince does. So when a person is oisek in the nistaros of Torah, it's like a child again who's mechapes, who's searching in the ginze aviv, in the treasure chests of his father. Lahavin kol mitzvah b'derach prat yeshlam din banu l'makom. When I want to understand the mitzvos more deeply, the pnimius of the mitzvos. So it's like a ben. I don't want to just be yaitze. An eved wants to do his job. A child, right, doesn't just want to do their job if they're being a good child who wants to have a loving relationship with the parent. It's my parent. Right? I want to do it in a way that expresses love and sensitivity. You could also use the spousal relationship. If a husband and wife are going to have a practical utilitarian relationship, that's going to be a very sad shalom bias. But when a husband or a wife does something for the other, for the spouse, right, and is done with that extra thoughtfulness, that extra expression of love, that's a sign that this is a healthy relationship. Okay, so Torah has inner and outer aspects as well. Explains the Zohar, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadin. Okay, let's actually go to the top of the next page where Rav Pinchas Friedman gives us the Hebrew translation of the Zohar. Okay, so let's see it in Hebrew, since most of us are not so proficient in the language of Zohar. Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim. Yisrael kruyim l'kadosh baruch hu. Evan Siriyah, top of page Ayin Zayin. Yisrael kruyim l'kadosh baruch hu avadim. Kekasuv avadahim. The Jewish people are called avadim. As the Pasuk says, we just read it, avadahim. Right? That kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, avadahim. Vekruyim banim, as the Pasuk says, banim atem l'shem l'kecha. Bizman sha'adim yodeya tzakadosh baruch hu b'derech chlal. This is an interesting way to say it. Listen to the words of the Zohar. When you know Hashem in a general way, when you have a general relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, az hu nikra eved, she'oved mitzvas adono, ve'ein lo rishus l'chapis b'gnazav v'sodos besom. When a person does mitzvas in a general way, he knows Hashem in a general way, so then he's like an eved who's doing the avdus, who's doing the avoda of his master. Bizman cha'adam yodeas HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'derach prat. But when a person knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think this is an interesting way to describe it, b'derach chlal b'derach prat. Right? A general awareness of Hashem versus a specific relationship with Hashem. So then he's nikra ben ahuv shalo. Then he's called a ben by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's called the child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he's like a ben who's machapi, is b'gnazav, v'soldos beso. He's allowed to go wherever he wants in the house. He lives in the house. He's the child of the king. Even though we're called Hashem's child, b'ni b'chori Yisrael, we're not just I'm not just eighth child of Hashem, we're the firstborn. We're for sure going to one day sit on the throne. Right? We're next in line for the kingdom. Nonetheless, that didn't replace the fact that we're also avadim. So we're avadim and we are badim. We're both. V'chein sarech v'al adim liyos l'gabi aviv ben sh'machapiz b'gnazav l'edas sodos b'eslish tadal acharayim v'liyos gabi aviv gam b'chinas eved. So therefore, every Jew, a proper yid, is able to strike a balance between being both an eved and being a ben to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, I'm just curious. Let's do a little, you know? The lab open today. The science lab open today. What do you say? Okay, I'm opening it if it's not. Okay, so let's see. What's the gematria of Eved plus Ben? Let's do a little research. See what we find. I don't have anything. I'm not saying anything. I'm just
Eved and Bunny?
Let's do Eved and Ben first. Eved plus Ben. So let's not do Nunsofi. Let's start off regular. So what do we have? We have 76 and 52. What's that? 128. Okay. Let's do Avadim and Banim. Let's see what Avadim and Banim is. So what are we at? It's plus 100. It's plus 50 and 50 plus 100. So it'll be 228. Okay, I don't recognize any of these numbers.
Something good. Yeah.
I drew us to be an Everett of the Ben. Okay, I don't know. Anyone have anything? Okay, we'll have to think about it. We have to be avadim, we have to be banim. A Jew has to be a blend of the two. Okay. Mishum eshtadl b'torah ledas as a kadosh baruch hu v'asod v'shalor nikra ben la kadosh baruch hu. Right, so a person who seeks to understand Hashem b'derach prat, in a more inner way, is able to what? Is able to be a child of a kadosh baruch hu. Okay? So now let's try to understand why Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's neshama unified with Moshe Rabbeinu at that moment in order to bring down the Torah. Oh, I want to do one more. Hold on. Let me just do one more here. We'll do that. You can do that one if you want. You can do whatever you want. Did I get that one right? I almost got a good one. Okay. Nimtzeinu lemeidu mizeh, ki masha zachu Yisrael liyoz banam lamakom, hu mitzad heyosam oskim b'torah sinister keben shemachapis begin ze'afif. So now we understand a step further that the right to Pnimiyas HaTorah, right, is only given to the Banim. That's what the Zohar is teaching us. So we can add a nice nekuda to this. The Zohar writes in the Idra Zuta, in Parshas Hazino, Ki biyom petiras Rashbi min ha'olam, Nasan Rishus Latamido Rabbi Abba Lichtov Hasodos Bizar Kadosh. The final scene of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's life. He had people gathered around him and he seated Rabbi Abba by his side and he gave him permission to write down some of the secrets of the Torah, Kadesh Shalot Tishtakach Bi Yisrael, that they shouldn't be lost from the Jewish people. Vine Yadua She'ein Shum Davar B'Mikra, Ela Kol Bashkachas HaMashkiach. We should know that everything in the world and everything in Torah has a deeper meaning to it. V'roi lizboinein masha nivchar dafka tana b'shem Rabbi Abba Lichtov Soda Satora Lador Solam. Why was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's right hand man, the one who was recording the secrets of the Torah, writing down Torah to Rabbi Shimon? Right? He had Rabbi Lazar, his son, the son of Rashbi, sitting on one side, and he had Rabbi Abba sitting there recording the Torah, right alongside Rabbi Shimon. So why was his name Abba? Why was his name Abba? Why is the one who writes down the secrets of Torah named Abba? The answer is very obvious to us at this point. It's a beautiful vart. Lefia Amar Yeshlomar, Ki Yosha Esek Torah Sanistar, who rak mishum shi Yisrael heim banim la'avim shvashamayim. Our right to study Torah Bechlal is because we are Hashem's children. And like we saw from the Zohar, the study of Nistar is that aspect of Torah that highlights the fact that we are Hashem's children. Revealed Torah is like an Eved. Hidden Torah is like Banim. Lachain Bachar Kadosh Baruch Hu Tana B'Shem Rabbi Abba L'Rami Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu B'chinas Av L'Yisrael. Because this highlights the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? Avinu Shema Shamayim. Very interesting. I'm just realizing now. Who remembers the last Mishnah Sotah? How does the Mishnah go at the end of Mizach HaSotah? The Mishnah at the end of Sotah, I'll pull it up right here. The Mishnah at the end of Sotah says that in the end of days, things are going to get really rough. In the Ikvus of the Mashicha, things are going to get really crazy. And all sorts of terrible things are going to happen in the world. Until it gets so bad that we become so desperate. Listen to this. Here are the signs of the end of days. Be'ikvas Mashicha chutz be'yiske v'yoyker yamir ha'gefen titen piriyah v'ayayin b'yoker v'amalchus te'hafech l'minos. Listen to all these things. Right, in the times of the ikvas of the Mashicha, what's going to happen? The world's going to be falling apart. There's going to be unbelievable chutz be'yaske. There's going to be an increased violence in the world. And the cost of living is going to go up a lot. It costs a lot of money to buy a house. And the vine will yield its fruit, but wine's going to still be very expensive. And the government's going to be, right, te'hafich l'minos, and the government's going to be corrupt. It's going to be a government of heresy, and there's no one's going to properly give rebuke. And rabbis, and I'm not joking, that's what it says here, it says the meeting place of scholars will be used for licentiousness. Right? Rabbi Jachman al-Assam will be caught in sex scandals. Terrible things are going to happen at the end of days. All sorts of horrible things. And it's going to get so bad, the disrespect of a son will stand up against his father, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and the face of the generation will be like Pnei Kelev, right? The face of the generation will be like the face of a dog, which doesn't show any shame. And it's going to get so out of control until what? It says the Mishnah, Sota Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes Vav, until finally what? Haben Einam is Bayish Me'aviv, a child won't be ashamed in front of his father. Right, there'll be no respect for authority until what? It says the Mishnah, "Va'al mi lanu lehishayin." Upon who can we rely? Al avinu shavashamayim. There's going to be no one in the world that we can trust until there's no one to count upon. Ein lanu al mi lehishayin, al avinu shavashamayim. We can only rely on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe the pshat is, we know that all the tzaddikim say is you get closer and closer to Mashiach, despite all of the Yeridas Hadoros that we experience, it's everything that's being described in this Mishnah, right? Ha'emes Teina Aderes, truth will be concealed, Yirechet Yim Asu, God-fearing people will be despised. I mean, all these horrible things. Until we'll get so desperate that there's no one to rely upon. Ami Yesh Lanu L'Hishayin El Avinu Shvashamayim. At the same time, and all of this Yeridas Hadoros is taking place, a tremendous lowliness, we also see that there's this tremendous gilui of Torah, this tremendous sprouting of Torah, this rebirth of Torah, and befrat, the gilui of Torah's pnimius. So maybe that's what he's saying here. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is saying. Right? You're going to come to a time where it's mamish, it's hefker, it seems like it's crazy. And yet, nonetheless, al mi lanu lehishayin, al avinu shvashamayim. At the same time, you think, if anything, this is not going to be a time for what? For having the secrets of Torah reveal themselves. Yet the Messias is. The secrets of Torah are becoming more accessible than ever. Pnimius of Torah is being studied more widely and broadly, and it's being published and printed and taught more widely than ever. So what's the pshat? That's what the Mishnah is saying. Ami yesh lanu l'hisha'in al avinu shvashamayim. At a time of such upheaval, we're going to rely on what? On avinu shvashamayim. We're going to focus on the fact that we're Banim La Hashem. And Banim La Hashem means that we're going to learn Pnimius HaTorah, Sisrei Torah. secrets of Torah. We're going to turn to the writings of Rabbi Abba, the one who wrote down the Torah of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And again, it's a paradox. We think, it's such a low time, you're going to learn such deep Torah. This is a time to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'derech prat, not just b'derech klal, to know Hashem in a general way, but to know Hashem in a precise way, yes. Because all of the craziness of the world forces you to recognize Hashem like never before. Because if you don't have Hashem now, you have mamash, you have nothing. The instability of the world brings a Jew closer to Hashem. So it's interesting, says Rabbi Pinchas Friedman, that it's Dafka Rabbi Abba who's recording the secrets of the Torah. Okay, bottom paragraph on the page. Emor me'ata, yisbar heita masha tanu ha-malachim. So now, let's go through the sugya. We understand all the pieces now. Right, the angels say, what, tenehot chal shamayim, Hashem, place your what? Place your hod, place your splendor upon the heavens, meaning what? Keep the Torah in the shamayim, midina de bar mitzvah, because we're the neighbors, we get first dibs in terms of purchasing the Torah. And now we understand what the angels were really saying. The angels were saying what? The angels were saying that most people, they can't be mekabel the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, angels, do you have bodies to, do you eat to avoid basar b'chalav? Do you have physical parents for which to serve? To be mekayim, mekabel zavicha asimecha? Right? So what the angels were saying to Hashem is, look, most people are only able to what? To tap into the nigla of the Torah. But Torah is much more than that. Nigla of the Torah is scratching the surface of the Torah. Imkein yesh lem din avadim lamakom v'labanim. How are most people going to learn the Torah? Hashem, you want to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So we're saying we're the neighbors. So Hashem says, well, Klal Yisrael is my banim. So the angels say back, what do you mean you're banim? Banim means they have to study secrets of Torah. Who studies? Most Jews don't study secrets of Torah. So don't highlight banim. Why are you saying banim? They're your banim. Banim, they only become your banim if they learn secrets of Torah. Most Jews don't learn secrets of Torah. So then Jews are just like avadim. If Jews are just like avadim, lachein ba'u b'tayna sheroi l'seis lemes haTorah midina debar mitzvah. So then we go back to our original svara that we're the neighbors and we should get the first rights to purchase the Torah. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? What was Moshe's response? Chaver, what was Moshe's response? Two lines from the bottom. Ma'asa Moshe Rabbeinu. Nislabesh benishmas Rashbi. Moshe enveloped himself. He was overcome with the spirit of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Asher lo nitna rishus min hashamayim legalas liyisrael rozin de rozin sisrei haTorah. It's true, prior to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, there was a very small society of Jews who had any access whatsoever to sisrei haTorah. But Rashbi, on the day of his patira, was given permission to what? To teach it in a way that had never been taught before, to make it accessible, like never before. Turn to the last page. So Rishon bar Yochai says, no. The Jewish people are going to learn the secrets of Torah. And they are going to be worthy of the title, what? Banim l'makom. V'shuv ein l'malachim tainas bar mitzvah. So that's the response. The angels can't claim that they're they're entitled Medina de bar mitzvah. Shrei ben eitzal aviv kodim l'chol afilu lefnei bar mitzvah. Because a child always comes first in receiving the property, the Yerusha of the parent, even more so than the neighbor who's close by. So now we go back to the pasuk that we started with. Hinei ki kein mevuar heitiv, the remez of the Arizal. The Arizal said, what's the pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim Samaches? The pasuk says, Alisa lemaro, Moshe went up to the heights of heavens, Shavisa Shevi, and he took a captive. And the Arizal says that Shevi is Rashi Tevos Shimon ben Yochai. What does that have to do with anything? What does Shimon Yochai have to do with anything in Shemayim? Kisha'ala Moshe Lamarum. Shova es haTorah me'amalachim. Moshe captured the Torah and responded to the claim of the angels. Why? He was able to do so because he was overcome with the spirit of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the teacher of Pnimiyas haTorah, the one who proves that we are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, good? That's the combination of Moshe with Rashbi that allows the angels to be defeated. Okay, let's finish the piece. Yom tok levar mizem ashvatzinu b'zohar kadosh. With this, we understand that one other aspect of the Zohar. Ki Rashbi nikra b'toar Shabbos. Shekol sheishes yimosachol mizbarchen imenu. Rashbi is called Shabbos. Tzadikim in general are called Shabbos, but Rabbi Shimon b'frat is known as Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda kari le Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda called Rabbi Shimon Shabbos. Tekulu shisa mina mizbarchim. Because Rabbi Shimon had such a hashpa, the same way that Shabbos is the makor habracha, that Shabbos has a hashpa on the whole week. Sheksiv Shabbos LaHashem Kodesh LaHashem. Ma Shabbos LaHashem Kodesh. Uf, Rabbi Shimon Shabbos LaHashem Kodesh. Just like Shabbos is holy, and Shabbos is dedicated to Hashem, so to Rabbi Shimon is holy, and Rabbi Shimon is dedicated to Hashem. V'yesh lomar habir b'zeh. So what is this idea? What does that mean, to be called Shabbos? Ki kumo shemi Shabbos kodesh muchach shi Yisrael yesh lam din banu l'makom shemutar m'lishtamash b'shabit aviyem. Like we've explained, that Shabbos proves that we're the children of Hashem and Roy, we're fitting to take the scepter in our hand. Kein b'zchus rashbi gilul Yisrael toras anistar. So too, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, why is he called Shabbos? Again, just like Shabbos proved we're Hashem's children, Rashbi's Torah also proved that we're Hashem's children. And therefore, Rashbi is called Shabbos. You hear? Shabbos proved that we're children of Hashem. And Rabbi Shimon, who taught Pnimiyas HaTorah, also proves, like the Zohar taught us, that we're children of Hashem. Yesh Li Yisrael, Din Banam Lamakom, Shemachafsim, Begin Zeinus Torah Saviyam. With this, we can understand one more Arizal, and that is we find in the Pri Etz Chaim in the Shar HaShabbos, Ki b'Shabbos Kodesh Roy Lasok B'Torahs Kabbalah. There's certain types of svarim that you ask anyone who knows a little bit about Pnimiyas HaTorah, they'll tell you this is a Shabbos Dikas Sefer. Right? Learning Noam Meli Melech on a Tuesday is not Aser, but that's a Shabbos Dikas Sefer. It's a Shabbos Dikas Sefer. I was talking to a chashav rav over Shabbos, and he told me in the name of another great tzaddik, he said it was Rav Aaron Lopiansky, and he said in the name of Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. He said that Rav Moshe Shapiro told him that when he was zochet to pick up some of the ksavim of the Valatanya and to learn them on Shabbos, he said it was a different Shabbos. So when he took a Lakute Torah or a Torah Or, in the Valatanya, and he learned it on that week's parasha, he said it totally transformed Shabbos. Right? There's certain svarim of certain tzaddikim, chassidus and Kabbalah, that are more Shabbistic by nature. Within the svarim, there are those which are more Shabbistic. That whole limud b'derech klal is more Shabbistic. So on Shabbos, a person is supposed to learn Kabbalah. A person is supposed to learn Pnimiyas HaTorah. Why? So now it's very obvious to us why. Because Shabbos and Pnimiyas HaTorah are related to one another. They're both declaring that Klal Yisrael are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Arizal, where it's bolded, Tov Lilmod B'Shabbos Kabbalah. Kamo Sha'inoagim HaKadmonim. It's fitting to learn deeper dimensions of Torah, specifically on Shabbos. My neshama is more capable of internalizing it. V'atam hu ki HaKabbalah Ba'olam HaAtzilus Asher hu mashpia b'tachtonim b'yom HaShabbos. V'nei olam HaAtzilus hu kodesh gamor Asher ein sham klipa klal. Okay, he says, because Kabbalah comes from the Olam Atzilus of the four worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. And the Sfar HaKadoshim tell us that different worlds have more of a sheiches to the lower realms, and because of that have more of a sheiches to Ra, to negativity. Atzilus is Kodesh Gamur, and there's no Klipa at all. And as you descend through the worlds, there's a little bit more, the Sfar talk about it, a little bit more, negativity mixed in each step of the way. But Shabbos is, and Kabbalah is the world of Atzilus. It's lamalim in a klipa. That's how we say throughout the Zmiros of Shabbos, befrat by Shalosh Shudos, that we're not worried. Hanikalbin de chatzifin, they don't have a shush to enter. Klipa stands at a distance. V'zeh remez apasak hishtachu la'ashem b'hadras kodesh rashi tevos Kabbalah. Ad kan the words of the Arizal. Lafia amar yesh lomar habir b'zeh. So now it all fits together so beautifully. We got the Torah on Shabbos because we're Hashem's children. And only someone who's a ben of HaKadosh Baruch Hu learns Torah Sinistar. And Shabbos is the proof that we're Hashem's children. So how fitting it is that on Shabbos, which we said is Gematria ben, when we prove that we were Hashem's banim, we dafka learn the Torah that further proves that we're Hashem's banim, which is so deeply connected to Shabbos. So a person will ask himself, who am I? I'm a ben of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm worthy of poking my head around in the inner chambers. The answer is yes. Shabbos Kodesh. B'Shabbos Kodesh. On Shabbos itself. Shakarish Baruch Hu Nasanes Shabbos Al Chol Yisrael Bisarusa De La'ela Afilu Beli Yisarusa De La'tata. Shabbos we know is what? Shabbos is given to us. It's a gift that's given to us. It takes us to higher realms, even if we're not, you know, Roy Lakach. So you'll say, well, 6 out of 7 days of the week, I'm an Eved. Okay, true. But on Shabbos, you're a Ben. And therefore you have access to a different type of Torah. So Hashem says, the Torah that a person learns on Shabbos, he remembers better than the Torah he learns during the week. The Ben Ish Chai writes, B'Shem Mekubalim, that 1 hour of learning on Shabbos is equal to 1,000 hours of learning of Torah during the week. 1,000 to 1. It's unbelievable. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, again, last paragraph of page Ayin Tes, Amar Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Matana Tova Yeshli Bebeis Genazai, I have a treasure, a gift, a treasure that I want to give to Klal Yisrael, V'Shabbos Shema, V'ani Mevakesh Litna Yisrael, I want to give this Matana Tova to the Jewish people. Explains the Oiv Yisrael, explains the After of. Inyan HaTovar Matana Tova Al Shabbos, Yosem Mishar Mitzvos, why is Shabbos called a matana tova more than any other mitzvah? Tzitzis is a gift. Tefillin is a gift. Taras HaMishpacha is a gift. Kashrus is a gift. Everything's a gift. Why dafka call Shabbos a gift? The answer is, ki mitzvah Shabbos nitna matana tova l'kol Yisrael. She yecholim lizakos l'ur ha-Shabbos afilu b'liyas harusat l'tata. Right? A gift means that it's something that's given to you without you really earning it. And Shabbos is such a gift. Shabbos, because of its lofty level, it's impossible for us to earn it. And Shabbos is given to us even when we're in a low place. Right? It's Kviya V'Kaima. Shabbos is given to us prior to Kabbalah Satorah. Think about that for a second. How does the Me'ein Olam Haba, the awesome gift of Shabbos, precede the Torah? Because Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba. It's Metzias. Every Jew has a Chelek Olam Haba. And it's not based on the Torah he's going to learn. So the fact that we had Shabbos before Kabbalah Satorah, I think I'm saying something. Right? The fact that we got Shabbos before Kabbalah Satorah is Hashem's way of saying, I'm giving you Olam Haba even before you have Torah. Because a Jew is worthy of something that he's not really worthy of. It's a gift. It's a Rusa de la'ila. It comes from above. Nim says, Ki Shabbos mizgala b'Sarusa de la'ila ishir Yisrael heimbanam b'makom shemutarim l'shtamish b'sharvit ha-melech. So Shabbos proves that Hashem's love transcends anything natural. It's like the love of a parent for a child. It's the permission that gives us that we're given to use the king's scepter. So therefore, it's fitting to show that you're committed to that by making sure that on Shabbos we're osek in the deeper dimensions of Torah study. Okay, what's the gematria? What is the gematria of Shimon Bar Yochai? Let's do bar. How much is Shimon? Shimon is how much? 466. How much is bar? 202. So what are we up to? 668. How much is Yochai? Sometimes it's spelled with the Aleph, sometimes it's spelled without the Aleph. So let's spell without the Aleph. Okay, it's, they're both legitimate. It's spelled both. So 702 is Gematria Shabbos. So Shimon bar Yochai is Gematria Shabbos.
In this context now.
Okay, in this context, Shimon bar Yochai is Gematria Shabbos. So all the Svarim say that Shimon Bar Yochai, his very name is Gematria Shabbos. Equals Ben, Rishon Bar Yochai. That's also, by the way, why, I think we explained this in a shir last year, that's why Rishon Bar Yochai is so often referred to, question the Munkatra asks. It's a little bit chutzpah, you know, to call him Rashbi is okay, I guess, to call him Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is okay, but to call him just Bar Yochai, he's just the son of Yochai. He's not his own person. Why are we highlighting the fact that he's someone's son? Why are we highlighting the fact that he's someone's son? Because that's his whole Indian. His whole Indian is to highlight that we're all someone's son. That we're Hashem's children. That's why he's called Bar Yochai. We highlight the fact that there's nothing embarrassing about being someone's child. To have such a father like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is something to be very proud of. I don't need my own title. So the Gemara says in Makos, if a woman is going to daven that she should have a child, she should daven, she should have a son like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the ultimate son, ultimate child. Because again, he highlights and teaches us that every Jew is a child of a Kadosh Baruch. There's a lot more to say about that, but again, we should be zoicha to be makabel the Torah, to Taras Rashbi, Pnimiyas HaTorah. We should understand how Hashem feels about us. We should be able to respond with confidence to the angels that we're more worthy than you, even though it seems a little strange at times. But again, all these bechinos, machazik one another, Shabbos, Banim LaHashem, Rashbi, Pnimiyas HaTorah, Chavaldik. Okay, what's Moshe plus Rashbi?
Plus Rashbi, 857.
And how about Moshe plus Shimon?
Moshe plus Rabbi Shimon, 678. No.
Moshe plus Shimon, how about 466 plus?
312 plus 345 is 1023.
Okay, all right, we got the numbers to figure out. We got the main number. Shimon Bar Yochai is Gematria Shabbos.